Today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day for prayers, vengeance, all washed down with a cauldron of coffee. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know it's one of those crazy weeks that was. I know, we'll take it on. Indeed we will. Are you listening live? It is Oscar Sunday, February 9th, 11 a.m. out west. 1 p.m. Central, 2 o'clock here in the East, number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter, you know, is a 24-7 proposition, so live or on podcast, drop your comments at A.B. Ryan's. And if you're joining us for the live broadcast, you know how much we love it. Playing with us in real time, Facebook page, PopNet chat box are your rewards. Have at us whatever way works for you. It's being held by the talented, tenacious TCS crew. Trudy and Aurora, already jacked up on popcorn and milk duds in honor of tonight's festivities, are in the booth, and ML is at headquarters. Show is brought to you in part by Old Navy, time to cozy up for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin', the universe runs on Dunkin' to go. Enjoy ground coffee and Dunkin' K-Cups, where you get your groceries. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24-7. And yes, indeed, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. And there's robust, dare we say, more than occasionally raucous roundtables. Got dinged from the right, the left, and the center, because when you're the voice of reason, that's just how it goes. It's all right. We'll pay it back. Let's get started on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Tonight, got me a date and I won't be late. Get her up in my it a case of too much too soon or too little too late?
President Trump's victory lap included several jabs at Romney on social media, including a video released on Twitter calling the senator from Utah a, quote, Democrat secret asset.
There's a man who leads a life of plainness, devoted to convict an ignoramus. Sometimes toes the party line, but went his own way this one time. Odds are he'll be banned from Mar-a-Lago. Secret acid man, secret acid man. You look like a stock photo in a store-bought picture frame. They're the orange faces that you find. A hair transplant can't hide a stupid mind. Your ties are made of silk. Your favorite drink is milk. You add it to your decaf macchiato. Secret acid man. You are a good morning man.
It's the Late Show.
At all, we're still glad we're living in the USA. Linda Ronstadt winking a nod to Bradley via the PopNet chat box on the Amy Beth Orkwe Show, and hello to our neighbors too in Canada and Europe and Britain. Also, we have some listeners there. We know you guys have some crazy elections too, but that's another story another day, if you know what I mean. Colbert and Company from The Late Show having some fun with Mitt Romney, secret asset man, the lone badge of courage from the GOP. The other folks, disgraceful. More on that as we go. Rip it up, and that's a Forgotten 45 for Delaney from Little Richard in honor of our great Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. I know there was some blowback, but I can't see that clip of her ripping up that, what does she call it, a manifesto of mistruths at the State of the Union. It was really fabulous. Pay it back to you from Elvis Costello. As we get underway, the music bolsters us. A lot more of that coming. Some great timely Forgotten 45s from you and from our staff here, of course. We rev up for Oscar Sunday. Prediction-free, I predict they're going to give out the awards before we have the official vote in Iowa. What a crazy caucus, raucous caucus situation that was. Can we finally put an end, not only to Iowa and New Hampshire being the first in the nation to vote, but there's some speculation and debate about that, but just about getting rid of the whole caucus system. I know there are a few other states that have caucuses, like Nevada, I think New Mexico. It's antiquated at best, and it's sort of like seeing, somebody said it's a game of Red Rover in a gymnasium to decide who's going to take on the petty king dictator that we have in the White House. It's kind of crazy, the system we have, and of course, Trump and company work some of their magic, too, by jamming up phone lines, but that's not the problem. The problem was the so-called app they got installed to use to count the votes, which makes no sense. I don't know how they do it anyway. It's very similar to the Electoral College, because Bernie got more votes than Buttigieg, but Buttigieg is walking away with more delegates. I don't get it. I'll never understand it every 4 years we go through this. It's nutty, and I don't think it's effective, and it's not representative, and we vote like crazy here, but it's our system. We've got to go along with it. What's your take? Twitter, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505 for those who are joining us for the live February 9th broadcast. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. So have at us whatever way works for you, as they say. In the PopNet chat box, Darby chiming in, that State of the Union was a joke and a crazy reality show. Indeed it was. I think Patty Chayefsky, that's the guy that created Network, the movie, must be rolling over in his grave big time. It was such a show and such a sham. I have to say, I really didn't watch it. I watched the beginning. I saw when he rebuffed Nancy Pelosi's advances for a handshake. Then I flicked off and watched something else, came back a couple of times to see if he was still talking. And finally, when I returned, it was watched to see Nancy Pelosi in an old grand fashion tearing up the script. So I only saw the clips and the commentary that came afterwards, and they replayed certain moments, and I know about some of the stuff that was just, craziness, all we can say. And some of the stuff, they're still working on debunking the facts. The truth is, he awarded a scholarship to a young girl from Philadelphia. Philadelphia Inquirer out with a story today that says, plain and simple, this girl didn't need any scholarship. She was admitted to one of the best public charter schools. It's all a sham, all for pandering to his base and trying to cultivate, I guess, some support in the black community. Same thing with the Tuskegee Airmen in the audience. All of this stuff crazy. The craziest, of course, was the awarding of the Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh, the talk show host, right-wing darling, who is suffering. I wish him the best. I don't like the people that are lambasting him and wishing harm on him. He's suffering from advanced stage lung cancer. I don't wish harm on anybody. I really don't. I don't see the point of that. I think it's cruel. I think it's inhuman. I think we can have compassion for people who we disagree with and don't like. That doesn't mean he's deserving of the Medal of Freedom. And certainly, it's the wrong venue anyway. It's so spectacle and so reality show to do it. You don't do it in that venue. But it's dishonoring people like Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, Neil Armstrong, people who really are deserving of such an award, to give it to someone like Rush Limbaugh, who has been spewing vitriol and hate for decades, and causing divisiveness, and that's, again, a move to pander to the base, but it just shows the whole Trumpian era that we're in. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also available, if you know what I mean. Senator Joe Manchin out with a tweet today saying that President Trump, no Democrat has worked harder in a bipartisan way in the hopes that you would succeed, but the people of West Virginia know exactly who has been working day and night for the last 5 years to secure the health care and pensions, and it wasn't you. Manchin, who has seen kind of, some people call him a dino because he comes from West Virginia, to be honest, be fair, a ruby red state. Trump won that state by 40 points. Manchin, people were suspecting, might have gone to vote for acquittal. He did not. It was a strict Democrats all the way down, voting to impeach on all counts. Mitt Romney split, of course. He only voted for impeachment on abuse of power. I don't really understand what the difference is, because one count of conviction counts. But he was the only one to do it. And he's getting a lot of blowback for that. And you know what? You call him a flip-flopper, say what you will about him. He voted his conscience. He did the right thing for a change. It was the other folks who didn't do the right thing because the evidence was overwhelming. Say what you will. And on the other hand, I got to ask, what's eating Meghan McCain? I guess she's got some bitterness towards Mitt Romney, who ran tough races against her dad, John McCain, and vied for the nomination, I guess, in 08. and secured it in 12, but neither one, of course, came up a winner, and Trump is taking pot shots at both of them. But I don't really understand her bitterness towards Romney for voting for the acquittal when she herself is claiming not to be a Trump fan. And you know, John McCain, God rest his soul, if he was still in the Senate, would have voted for conviction because he's a maverick, he's a man of conscience, and he certainly not a Trump lover, that's for sure, and would do the right thing. I don't think he would toe the party line. I just don't. So I don't know what Meghan McCain is mad about. She was predicting for weeks that it would be a split decision and impeachment wasn't a good thing because she, even though she doesn't like Trump, she's got to toe the party line. I don't see it. I don't get it. But she said that, you know, she was kept saying that her Senator Sinema, who is a Democrat but on the moderate end, Manchin and Doug Jones would vote for acquittal. None of them did. They all rode straight down the line with their Democrats, and that I am proud of. Those folks stood up. It's going to be a hard vote, I guess, to defend for them, perhaps. I'm not so sure in Arizona. Certainly in West Virginia, I guess, but Manchin's out, and he's not up for re-election this time around. And let's face it, he's a rich guy who's been in office for a long time, and what is the worst thing that can happen to these people? They have to bow out if they do lose an election? For goodness sakes, have a little bit of a spine, or why bother voting? Why bother being there? I mean, that's my take on Mitt Romney. So it was courageous because he's getting the sole blowback now because nobody else had the guts to stand up, including Susan Collins, who's so concerned and was so sure he'd learn a lesson. And then she backpedaled from that by saying, well, I hope he'll learn a lesson. Well, guess what? He didn't learn a lesson, did he? After the State of the Union and then that crazy, what did somebody call it, the drunken father speech at a toast at a wedding, went on and on rambling and calling out people right and left. Before that, of course, was the National Prayer Breakfast in which he took pot shots directly at Nancy Pelosi and Mitt Romney. Really, really disgraceful and despicable, and yet I guess the base loves it. I don't know. EJ says, and it shows how radically irresponsible and out of control Trump has become, and I'm being charitable, that he has driven Joe Manchin, we just read that tweet about Joe Manchin, to this. Manchin is right. No one has tried harder to work with Trump. Good for you taking the political risk of speaking out, Senator. Indeed, it's got to be done. And I'm applauding these people on the one hand. On the other hand, I'm saying, hey, guys, you got to do your jobs. And history will not be kind. I know Lindsey Graham said he doesn't think God will care or question his acquitting Donald Trump. Really? You think you're headed in that direction? You mean trying to name a better conclusion?
I was born. But the hills of Iowa make me wish that I could. And I've never found a way to say I love you. But if a chance came by, oh, I would. But way back where I come from, we never mean to bother. We don't like to make our fashions of our people concerned. And we walk in the world of safe people. And it makes me walk into our houses and burn. Once I had everything, I gave it up for the shoulder of your driveway and the wood that never fell. And so for you, I came this far across the track, 10 miles above the limit, and with no seatbelt. Then I do it again. For tonight, I went running through the screen doors of discretion, for I woke up from a nightmare that I could not stand to see. You were wandering out on the hills of Iowa, and you were not thinking of me. Oh,
live free or die, oh Lord, tell me why can't they say Oklahoma is okay. Vacation land sounds mighty great. I wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die. Well, I didn't mean to shoot that man. The gun just went off in my hand. But I caught him with my wife, and it cost that man his life. Now, I'd just come home from the factory, and that guy was sitting where I'm supposed to be. Now he's up there in the sky, and I'm stuck with live free or die. Live free or die, oh Lord, tell me why. Can't they say seatbelts fastened or Oklahoma is okay? Vacation land sounds mighty great. I wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die. Now, New Hampshire ain't a bad state. It's known around the globe on account of Meldrum Thompson and his buddy William Loeb. I'd ask that governor for a pardon, but I know he'd rave and rant. He'd say, I got no time for pardons, kid. I gotta build a nuclear plant. Live free or die, oh Lord, tell me why. Can't they say seatbelts fastened or Oklahoma is okay? Vacation land sounds mighty great. I wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die. So let this be a lesson to all you married men out there, that patience is a virtue. So make your plans with care. And if you catch your wife with another man, well, it's best to hold off as long as you can. Then shoot them in another state where they got a different license plate. Live free or die, oh Lord, tell me why. Can't they say seatbelts fastened or Oklahoma is okay? Vacation land sounds mighty great. I wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die.
The great late Bill Morrissey, Live Free or Die, an ode to New Hampshire on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Iowa from Dora Williams, and Ramblin' Man for Sammy from the Allman Brothers, and that one for the guy, the grifter in chief, who rambles on, for good or for ill. His base seems to love it, and his approval rating, get this, 49%. That's as high as it's been. Doesn't seem high, but it's high after the acquittal, and it's, so I hear, about as high as Barack Obama's approval rating was when he was facing re-election for the first time. That seems like a million years ago and hard to believe indeed. What's your take? Twitter, AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505 should you be joining us for the live Sunday, November. Yeah, we got November on our mind. February 9th edition. Also, Facebook page and the .net chat box available as well. Uh-oh, what are we going to do after that debate, which is actually pretty feisty? And I think the person who won the debate, if you go by performance, was Amy Klobuchar, who is still lagging behind in fifth or in some cases sixth place. So who the heck knows how it's going to be? Let's see what your take is on what is happening in the Garden State. We just lost our place here. That's okay. We got so many feeds going. It's kind of crazy. But I have the poll out, and the poll shows Bernie Sanders with a sizable lead. Buttigieg is second. Biden is third, I believe. Warren is fourth. And Tulsi Gabbard, I think, is inching up ahead of Klobuchar. But they're all down in low single digits. At least that's the latest poll from the University of New Hampshire. I'm not sure how that plays out, if polls count. It's a question of turnout. Who will go? What will happen? What's your take on all of that? On the Facebook page, while we work on the Twitter feed, Jan is miffed because she says she cannot stand the disdain that Klobuchar shows for Mayor Pete. She is a big Mayor Pete devotee, and any criticism, she really takes it hard. I know that. I've seen her on social media before, but I don't know. I think she was tough on Mayor Pete. Is it dismissive and disdainful, or is she just trying to show a contrast? Because she's claiming that Mayor Pete is disdainful. This is how they go after each other, and I think it's kind of pointless at a certain point. It's sniping, and it's a problem. But she's got 20-plus years on him. She's 59. He's 38. And she's been in Congress for a long time. She feels she has a stronger record. That's her right to say it. Biden, too, says it. On the other hand, Pete Buttigieg makes some good points, I think, because he says, you know, whenever we've won as a Democratic nominee, we've turned the page. Look at Clinton, new generation, baby boomers coming in after the greatest generation, Barack Obama turning the page. So he may be onto something, too. The question is, though, who is going to have enough gravitas to take on you know who, and when, and that's the problem. Beth on Facebook says, I would take any candidate on the debate stage over who we have now. Hell, I'd probably take anyone in the audience over Trump. It doesn't help us to hate any of them, the Dems. As for Amy's issue with Pete, my guess is that she's a 59-year-old woman, and he's of humble beginnings with 13 years as a U.S. senator, being basted in the polls by a privileged male 22 years younger, who has never held statewide office. It seems to me America is still too likely to break barriers for electing men, old, young, black, gay, even narcissistic and unstable, over seriously considering a woman in the White House, but I am all in for whomever gets the nomination, and I am kind of on the side of what Beth said. Otherwise, you know what we're in for. Former years of the vindictive one is on his vengeance tour, axing Vindman, axing Gordon Sondland, and who's next? He wants to be king of the world. Weigh in. I'm Amy Beth Arguisha.
I'm green. The lights of the city at night set the scene. Stumble through the bars on forget-me-not lane. Sparkle through the glitter, but don't show the pain.
Forever, never, 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 forever
I know, we're saying a little prayer. We could use it. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin on the Amy Beth Oakley Show. For Kinsey, who says, love that version and that prayer breakfast. What a disgrace. He's got to go. Mm-hmm. Hollywood from America in honor of tonight's big night. The Oscars, of course, which are early this year, are they not? It's usually, it used to be like late March, then they moved up to early March, then the end of February. Now it's early February. Interesting. I'm not sure why they do it that way. And the King of the World from Steely Dan, you know, that's where he's headed. His vitriolic vengeance tour continues. He axed Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, had him escorted out of the White House on Friday, axed Gordon Sondland, who gave him $1 million for that post as the EU diplomat. Anyone who said anything like speaking the truth to power, they're gone. And, of course, he's maligning Mitt Romney right and left and center. It's outrageous. It's crazy. And guess what? I think it's going to get worse. And certainly if there's a second term. My question is, can he be impeached again? I guess he can if he wrangles a second term. Not good. Not good at all. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box, all available for those joining us for the February 9th live broadcast. And it doesn't look good. PJ on Twitter says, Buttigieg can't win. Sanders can't win against Trump. It's going to be tough. The Dems don't look good. Uh-oh. And Coley says, I think it's going to have to be Bloomberg. I don't like the way he's buying himself in, but he's got the money. He's got the gravitas. I think he's the only one who could possibly do it. What do you think about you? I don't know. We still have a ways to go, but it looks like it could be a shambles. And guess who gains from all that? It's Trump. So that's true. He'll keep the chaos in motion, and you know he's going to take as much help as he can get from whomever gives it to him, whether it's the RNC or the Russians. It's just a plain fact. We have to accept that. And that ain't great. But you know what you have to do? You have to keep yourself and your spirits high. We got to mobilize. We have to stay vigilant. But we also take care of ourselves. And that includes sleeping and eating and exercising right. And it also includes indulging, I think, and nurturing our inner artists, whatever that means to you. And the Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped a lot of folks do that in so many ways. Today we give a shout-out to Seth in Poughkeepsie, New York, who says, I've been doing the challenge, believe it or not, for over 2 years. Love the journaling on a daily basis. I've written some stories and poems. It's not my life's work, per se, but it has enriched me in so many ways. I'm so happy and proud and honored to be part of your pack. Thank you so much, AP. I didn't know I had a pack, but okay. It's not like a political pack, though. Hey, Seth, I'm so happy it's working for you because it's all about that. It's what it means to you to enrich your life in whatever way it means. It doesn't necessarily mean you want to be a professional writer or artist or singer or gardener or whatever it may be, but it's your passion. Indulge your passions and nurture that spark, which we all have in some way or other. I really believe it. I think a lot of people just damp it down. So good for you for doing it and embracing it, and thank you so much for sharing with us. If the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also helping other folks move forward. On the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one always on me, but I'll need about 3 weeks to connect as we're getting busy here. But I'll do it because I want to give you a primer on the challenge and a few other tips and tricks to get you in a more creative groove. Reach out either way at the website. It's Amy Beth Arkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. You can also Google us. And while you're there, peruse some goodies we've got going, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries and others. Also, you can shout out with your guest suggestions, your Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests. There are connections, too, for social media and the podcast links. All there, one-stop shopping, minus the shoes and the groceries, at the website, AmyBethArkawy.com, indeed. So if your goal and your dream, your aspiration is to one day become a celluloid hero, work at it, and you never know. In honor of the Oscars, this one's for you, Audrey, from The Kinks, a classic on the Amy Beth Arkawy Show.
Everybody's in movies, doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. So weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because that she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain.
From the Kinks, Celluloid Heroes. They never feel any pain and they never really die. die, indeed. I'm Amy Beth Orkowy. Show tonight is the big night for the Oscars. Speaking of fellow heroes who passed away, Kirk Douglas, the icon, died this past week at the age of 103. Boy, oh boy, what a life he led. So many great movies, and good things he did, too. I mean, his movie Spartacus put Trumbo back on the track, if you ever saw that movie. So interesting stuff, indeed, and a good life he led. Also, Orson Bean, the classic character actor and game show panelist who had a very fascinating life, unfortunately died in a horrible accident, apparently. At the age of 91, he was hit by a car in Los Angeles. So condolences to all the families, but what lives those gentlemen led. Long life, indeed. It is the Ann Beth Erkley Show. We'll go one time around the horn. As far as the Oscars go, I guess the predictions are pretty much that Joaquin Phoenix, the searing performance as the Joker, is the lock for Best Actor. Judy, Renee Zellweger for Judy, is the lock for Best Actress. It looks like Brad Pitt, frontrunner for Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Not sure about Best Supporting Actress. Big word about the Best Film. It could be Parasite, which has gotten a lot of accolades across the awards this season. It will be the first foreign language film to win Best Film, if that's true. It obviously is a lot for the foreign language film. And the other one that might give the run for the money is 1917, but there always could be upsets. You never know, and that's why we watch. So I guess I will watch. I'm kind of ambivalent about award shows, but it is the Oscars, so, and the crew here wants to watch. We'll watch, and by the time we reconvene next, we'll know. And we'll probably, we may know, or we may not know. Who won the Iowa caucus, but I think we'll know who won the New Hampshire primary. We'll see how that all plays out. Let's go around the social media horn before we sashay out of here one more time. Oh, by the way, the Gail King story we were going to touch on, I didn't have a chance for it. She got a lot of backlash for her interview with WNBA star Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant bringing up his rape allegations against him. Lisa Leslie, you know, bit back, was offended by the question, said that he was in charge. He was charged. They were dropped because the accuser dropped them, but it is something that has to be part of his story and his legacy, but maybe the timing was wrong. Maybe she should have waited a couple more weeks. I don't know. But certainly she did not at all deserve the backlash that she got, a horrible social media bullying, thwarting by a lot of folks in the athletic field and other people, a lot of misogyny thrown at her by people like Snoop Dogg, who tried to backtrack at some racial slurs. Not good, not good at all, and certainly some death threats, which are just outrageous. So we got to watch that, whether she should have in the context of it. You know, maybe she could have waited a couple of weeks, but on the other hand, she's doing her job, and sometimes you ask tough questions, and you don't have to get a blowback for that, I don't think. That's my take. Anyway, we don't have time to go too much around that, but there are a few other folks chiming in on various subjects. Meghan McCain, CJ, says something that Meghan McCain said got me thinking. She said she would never vote for a Democrat. Okay, so who is she going to vote for come the election? She won't vote Dem. She hates Trump, and Trump will be the Democrat, the Republican nom. No other Repub is really running. So who? A write-in would be pointless. Yeah, indeed it is. Well, there are. Bill Weld is trying to give him a run for his money, but obviously he's not going to get the nomination. That's for sure. They should have maybe a third-party candidate who could take some votes away from Trump. That would be nice. I wouldn't mind that. On the other hand, they could also take votes away from the Democrats. And we're in disarray at the moment. But will things change after New Hampshire? Maybe not. Maybe not so much. Not so fast. But we'll see. Anybody else say? Oh, PD on the Oscars. Everybody's got initials. It says, got to be Joaquin Phoenix because he did a great performance, and I cannot wait for his speech. It's going to be crazy. Going to be a good night, I think, all around. All right, we hope so. I hope it's going to be a good night all around. As for New Hampshire, anybody else coming in on that? Seth says, I will vote for Bloomberg 2020 if he's the nominee, but I'm disgusted by the way he's trying to buy the nomination, throwing money around to buy staff as a gun violence survivor and a Moms Demand volunteer. I'm also very upset at how he's using their data to reach voters. Ouch. I don't know what to say about it. I think there's some issues, and I get it. But at the end of the day, we've got to come together. So I want the bitterness to subside, and I'm loath to criticize really any candidate, because whomever gets that nom, I am blue no matter who, as you know. In the meantime, thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, for keeping us moving in the booth, ML headquarters. Thank you for joining us in real time. Don't forget, if you missed the show, want to hear it again, don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the ML Therapy Show wherever you get your podcasts, from Mixcloud to Spotify, iTunes to Stitcher, BTR, and et cetera. All roads lead back to the website, amybetharkowy.com, Select Editions 2 on the Arts Radio Network, and PopNet. New shows coming up on Podstream, and be on the lookout and listen on social media for details. That's how we do it, indeed. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show. We'll leave you. Wave bye-bye from Hollywood with Billy Joel. Take care. I love you all.